a press conference today, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall announced he's taking over the prosecution of the Hoover Mall shootings that left Emantic E.J. Bradford Jr. dead and two others injured.
We all recognize the decisions made in this case will be scrutinized at significant levels. What is important is that that decision not be criticized because of some perceived conflict.
Marshall's announcement comes a day after the ACLU of Alabama and Alabama NAACP filed public records requests with the Hoover Police Department and several others across the state. The organizations are looking for information on racial bias training, use of force, and body camera policies. Dylan Nettles is the policy analyst for ACLU of Alabama. He tells me the fatal police shooting of Bradford is part of an epidemic of excessive force.
We recognize that EJ's death was a tragic loss for his family and for his community. But unfortunately, he is not the only case. And we find that, you know, this is, of course, a priority for the ACLU, but also was one for our partners at the Alabama NAACP. And we felt that this was an important issue for us to come together on and take a harder look at.
So you say the Bradford shooting enticed this request, but you say that isn't the only incident where police might have used excessive force. Could you expound on that a bit?
Absolutely. Well, even just within the last year or a couple of years, we've had a number of incidents that include also the Chickasia Clemens case in Saraland. We've had a situation both in Troy and Madison and Tuscaloosa and Auburn. A number of jurisdictions which we, you know, are already taking a look at with this initial public records request, and we'll look forward to doing with future requests as well.
Now, what do you expect to find out from these public records?
What the public records request will do is actually give us access to a number of things which you can see listed in the request which we've made public. So that will include, information about how police are being trained in regards to racial bias, implicit bias. It'll include information about how body cam footage is handled, when are body cams being activated, when are they turned off, how is the footage handled once it, you know, has been recorded. We'll be able to look at and evaluate the use of force policies and determine if those are in line with best practices and model standards.
Which departments are you looking into other than the Hoover Police Department?
Well, we'll be also making requests of the Birmingham Police Department. We'll be making requests of Saraland, Mobile, Montgomery, and Huntsville.
Once you get this information, what does the ACLU of Alabama and the Alabama NAACP plan to do with it?
Well, we hope to first begin to actually evaluate what those policies are. And that will give us an opportunity to compare them to what model standards and best practices are that are already available. We also are hoping that we can take steps to begin to actually make a database of this information so that our other partners and those in the public can also access this information, and that those who are in the community who are also doing this work to reform policing will have those records readily and easily accessible for their own use.
And when are you hoping to have a response from the police departments?
Our request has asked that they respond within 10 days, and so at that point, we will follow up if we have not heard from them.
Now, as you've said, you're putting out a call for transformative reforms in law enforcement that can build trust and lead to equitable policing. What does that look like?
Well, I think that it starts with preservation of life as a central principle to all policing. And so we believe that, you know, excessive force should be a last resort, and that there should be a force continuum where we actually, you know, should be only using certain forms of force or weapons in the event of certain actions that require it. We want to make sure that de-escalation trainings and strategies are a first step for our law enforcement so that these situations that can be resolved do not reach the extent that we're seeing folks, you know, seriously harmed or killed.